The following program is an AUFans.com production. War Eagle.
Just when you thought it was safe to listen to sports radio, Stan and Jay are back.
This is Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay.
To the 40, to the 30, taillights, touchdown, Auburn! Wow, they're not going to keep them off the field tonight. Holy cow!
It's a little bit like a punch in the gut.
Oh, yeah.
What are we talking about?
And now, Talking Tigers Football. Here are your hosts, Stan Stevens and Jay Webb.
And I am your host, Stan Stevens.
I'm your other host, Jay Webb, and you are listening to Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay. That's us.
Well, Jay, I think you can probably tell how excited I am to get this 2015 season going.
I had to pull him down off the tables and everything. He's so excited about this season.
I'm pretty excited, Jay.
And for good reason.
Well, and we should. We got a chance to have a good team. But as we'll take a look here in a minute, Jay, there's a lot of teams in the SEC, with full of hope. There's a friend of mine that always says this time of year everybody's undefeated and everybody has hopes of playing in that championship game.
Amen.
Well, maybe almost everybody. If you've looked at Vanderbilt's lineup and schedule,
well,
I'm not so sure what they're thinking. But hopefully it's going to be a great year for our Auburn Tigers, and we're going to look at some stuff tonight, Jay. Of course, the first game of the year actually starts this Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
South Carolina and North Carolina, I think, is the first game, certainly involving an SEC school from Charlotte. And, that kind of gets in. And then later that evening, Vanderbilt, Vanderbilt opens up with Western Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And then there's some other games that night. But then Saturday – at 2:30 Central Time in the Georgia Dome, the Auburn Tigers and the Louisville Cardinals are going to square off on CBS. And, of course, everybody will be watching that one. And then later that evening, the Alabama Crimson Tide will open up out in Texas, Jay, with the Wisconsin Badgers from the Big Ten.
Badgers.
Yeah, and so that's also going to be an exciting game. But let's talk a little bit about Auburn, where we were, and what we're hoping to see this coming season, and starting Saturday with Louisville. Of course, we had a two-year quarterback, a quarterback that led us to an SEC title and to the national championship game 2 years ago, Nick Marshall, who has graduated. And we now have Jeremy Johnson. Everybody's been talking about Jeremy since he arrived at Auburn 2 years ago. He's played sparingly, but he's been successful.
But impressively.
Yes. Yeah. He started, most people remember, he started last year, the first game that we opened up with Arkansas when Nick was serving out his first half suspension.
I remember that.
And he led us to, 21 first half points. So Jeremy's, I think he's prime, ready to go. Now, again, until we see him under pressure, four quarters where you're the guy and you're playing a quality opponent. And make no mistake about it, Jay, Louisville's got a good football team. Yeah. Their head coach, most people remember, is Bobby Petrino, who on at least two occasions has tried to win, get the Auburn job. Now, I read an article also, Jay, about Coach Petrino. They interviewed a kid that played for him this winter after they had finished their bowl game, and they asked him, when would they start, looking and getting ready for Auburn, thinking about Auburn. And the kid said, we're already thinking about Auburn. So as far as from a preparation standpoint, there's no question Coach Petrino. I have Louisville ready. Jay, I'm telling folks, you need to be looking for, I don't know how many exactly. I mean, we won't know until Saturday, but there will be some trick plays. I don't know if that's going to be halfback passes, wide receiver around passes, onside kicks, fake field goals, fake punt. But Coach Petrino will pull out everything that he can think of to catch Auburn off guard to try to get an advantage in that game. Of course, that's no big secret. But, I mean, he wants to win this game in the worst kind of way. Sure. For more than just your normal desire to win. Now, Auburn is starting a lot of new guys this year.
Right.
Again, starting with Jeremy Johnson. We've got Braden Smith. He's one of the offensive linemen. He's going to be starting for the first time at right guard. But I'll tell you this, Jay, from an offensive line standpoint, this looks like is potentially as good an Auburn offensive line as we've had since maybe the 2010 season when Cam was quarterback. Yeah. I mean, there's cool. just a lot of
– That's exciting.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of guys on that line that I think have potential to play on Sundays eventually.
All right.
We've got a lot of weapons in the backfield. We've got two or three running backs we feel real good about. I mean, Rock Thomas, they announced, is going to start. Of course, I look for Peyton Barber and for Javon Robinson to get a lot of carries, you know, Saturday and probably in the first few games until somebody – at least that's kind of been the way Coach Malzahn's done it the last couple of years. We kind of have running back by committee, but one guy seems to maybe be kind a little of, bit
– Yeah, he emerges out of the shadow or whatever.
Exactly. And so I don't know who that's going to be, but right now those three guys are really talented. We're pretty deep at the receiving core. Of course, Duke Williams, there was a little bit of a scare amongst Auburn people a few weeks ago. You know, Duke was in some kind of issue with Coach Malzahn, and, you know, he was in trouble, but he worked his way back. And I think going into Saturday's game, you'll see him, if he doesn't start, you'll see Duke probably early and often.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And, I mean, this is a guy by most people's assessment is going to play on Sunday as well and maybe be a high draft choice. So,
okay.
You know, offensively, Coach Malzahn has had – I mean, it's no secret. His offense is everywhere he's been, starting with Arkansas as an OC, and then when he went to Tulsa, back to Auburn, and then as a head coach at Arkansas State, and then these last 2 years at Auburn, we've had very proficient offenses. I would be shocked to see us struggle offensively. The real key, and I think most Auburn folks are looking to the defense. One of the biggest changes we made in the offseason was not adding a player, not even adding a recruit. It was getting former Florida head coach Will Muschamp as defensive coordinator.
Yeah,
and he's got everybody pretty excited. If you know anything about Coach Boom, as he's known as well, Coach Muschamp brings a level of intensity, passion for the game. It's almost unmatched, at least as far as what we've seen on the defensive side of the ball at Auburn in a long, long time.
Well, you know, that seems to be like that. That was one of the topics we talked about last year and probably the year before that, where defense was kind of weak in the SEC overall.
Yes.
That was not where anybody's strength was.
Well, and except for, you know, the Tide has been the leader in defense in the SEC now for since Coach Saban's been there. Auburn has had times when we put a defense, if people remember the national championship game, we held Oregon to 19 points. Even Florida State, 2 years ago, when we had an excellent chance of winning that game, until that final drive, Auburn's defense acquitted itself, you know, very well. Okay. I mean, most people were not giving Auburn a chance. Florida State had just been running over everybody that year. And even Coach Johnson was able to get the defense in that one game situation up. So, I think what's kind of been missing, play to play, quarter to quarter, you know, game to game kind of thing, Jay, is the kind of intensity that Coach Muschamp demands from his players. One thing I would look for Saturday is, guys, I was telling somebody today, we may end up having half a dozen, 15-yard excessive, penalties, excessive force penalties or late hits or whatever. And but what I mean by that is
because of the intensity.
There's going to be some – we're going to be aggressive, and guys will fly to the football or they'll end up over there next to Coach Muschamp.
Yeah.
So that's that, to me, that's the real big key for Auburn. If Auburn's going to make a real run at any kind of a championship or anything like that, the defense is going to have to be greatly improved.
Yeah, and that's what we expect.
Well, we do. Yeah. I mean, with Coach Muschamp, the expectations are high.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know that we – I think our front line guys are starting 11 – there's some pretty good athletes in that starting 11. Now, we're going to be playing some new guys. In the secondary, Trey Matthews is a guy you want to look for. Believe it or not, Jay, he was part of that Georgia team that lost in that, the miracle at Jordan-Hare.
Right.
In fact, he was the guy that was in position to make the play, and then the starting safety for Louisville was the guy that came over and knocked him off the ball. So both guys involved in fact, think about this, Jay. All three guys in that play, the receiver, Ricardo Lewis, and the two defenders, Trey Matthews and this other kid that's playing for Louisville, or will be playing Saturday against each other. It's kind of ironic.
That's great. I love it.
But Trey Matthews is known for as being a big hitter. Auburn people, I would look for Trey Matthews to, because Coach Petrino will throw the football, and they'll throw it deep.
Sure,
So Trey Matthews is a new addition. Of course, the other really big news for Auburn defense is getting back defensive end Carl Lawson. And everything, and I've read a bunch, Jay, on Carl's his recovery and his rehab and – I mean, they say he looks better than ever. I mean, this guy is a weight room warrior anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, he's legendary for the amount of weight he's pushing up and then his intensity. I mean, he's one guy that Coach Muschamp, I think, has been very pleased with. Never had said a bad thing about his effort.
Yeah.
Carl Lawson brings his A game every practice, every meeting, everything.
Yeah.
We need Carl Lawson.
Yeah, we've been talking. But we talked about him all season last year.
Yeah, how much we
waiting his return. So
that's right.
I'm ready for it.
We need him to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we need him to be that player that he was as a freshman.
Yeah.
A lot of people may remember that a big fourth down play in that Alabama game where T.J. Yeldon got stopped. As a freshman, Carl Lawson was the one that crashed down and stopped Yeldon on like a fourth and one. So that's what I would look for, on the defense. And, of course, also to add this, Jay, one of the major problems with Auburn's defense last year was the lack of pass rush. I mean, Auburn basically for the whole season, unless we were blitzing, and sending extra people, which – automatically weakens the secondary. We couldn't get any pass rush on the quarterback, and so the addition of Carl Lawson, there's a true freshman to be looking for, Cowart, last name, who will probably be second team, but you'll probably see him a lot Saturday. This kid was a five-star highly rated defensive end, Pass rush I'm hoping has improved along with, other aspects of the defense. Now, so like I said, the offense, I would be very surprised. Now, here's the thing, Jay. First game, there's always keys, penalties, turnovers. I mean, you haven't really played in live action in what, nearly 8 or 9 months since your bowl game.
And the pressure does interesting things.
Yes, it does.
It adds a whole new dimension.
And that's right. And then, they've been doing things in practice, but you're right. When the lights come on, the TV cameras and the millions of folks.
Yeah.
These are 18, 19, 20-year-old kids. I mean, we forget that sometimes.
Yeah. And just the crowds.
I mean, the
huge crowds.
Well,
and stuff.
Well, and the Georgia Dome is going to be loud.
Yeah.
I mean, that dome's loud anyway. So, here's what's going to happen Saturday, Jay.
Hit me with it.
Well, like I say, Louisville's going to be all pumped up, underdog. Yeah. Auburn's going to be, you know, fired up, confident. It's loud. I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, maybe even see Louisville take an early lead. Petrino does some trick, onside kick he gets. There's a lot of pressure, you know, a lot of pressure on Auburn. Now, expectations, Jay, we hadn't talked about that, but, you know, there's been a lot of publications that's, you know, picking Auburn to win the conference. Some other ones are picking Alabama, but Auburn and Alabama have been the kind of the two teams that most of these pundits are picking. So it'll be a lot of pressure on Auburn to start this, you know, against a team as good as Louisville. But I think just like with most games, once maybe after a quarter, I think Auburn will settle in. I think you're going to see why people have been excited about Jeremy Johnson, because I think our ability – we've been talking about, you know, improved passing game the last 2 years. And Jay, Nick Marshall had his moments. As far as a strong arm, Nick's throwing it out. He could throw it out of the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it appears that maybe Nick's touch passes were a little bit lacking. So, I think Jeremy Johnson is, and who's a big guy, 6'6", you know, 240, 250. Jeremy can run the football. I just don't think you're going to see at the end of the game Jeremy have as many carries as Nick Marshall did. I think Auburn might still potentially run for, you know, a lot of yardage. I mean, you've got Rock Thomas, like you say, Peyton Barber, Javon Robinson, as I mentioned earlier. I mean, in this offensive line, on paper, looks as good. Coach Malzahn loves to run the football. He loves getting what they call that NASCAR, hurry up and really get going. Yeah. But
move it. Yeah.
If you see Louisville, you know, start crowding the line of scrimmage, Jeremy Johnson, one of the things he's known for is his accuracy. I mean, and when you've got not only Duke Williams but Ricardo Lewis and Stanton Truitt and you know, Marcus Davis and a lot of other guys to throw the football to, I'll be surprised if Jeremy Johnson is not picking the Louisville secondary apart at some point. Now, four quarters, no. Because, like I say, I expect Louisville to be right there. Auburn can't afford to have a lot of untimely turnovers. I mean, you can't fumble going in – to score. You can't fumble on your inside your 10-yard line kind of thing. You know, you can't allow punt returns for touchdowns or getting kicks blocked. I mean, those kind of things are huge, and they make the difference. But I think Auburn is going to be ready. I think Auburn's ready to play as well. And I think Auburn like to put it on Coach Petrino and Louisville. And so I'm going to say Jay, just accounting for maybe some first game jitters, mistakes, Auburn gets 38 points. And I'm gonna say even with an improved Auburn defense, one that's flying to the football, maybe it's too much respect for Coach Petrino, but I say they get 27. And
all
so
right.
I'm going to say 38-27.
38-27. All right, you heard it right here, folks.
So, I mean, go ahead, folks, if you want to. You don't even have to pick up Sunday's paper.
Just go by what Stan says.
That's your score.
Stan, that's why we call him Stan the Man.
That's the score, Jay.
30. All right.
All right. So, that's our Auburn Tigers. This being the first, you know, show of the year, I did want to kind of look around the conference, let you know what I believe about the other teams in the SEC, and maybe even comment a little bit on some of the teams around the country.
Okay.
Starting in the East, Jay. I think that the East, as it's been the last few years, maybe on balance a little bit weaker than the Western Conference, Western Division of the SEC. Mm-hmm. I see Georgia. I'm going to pick Georgia to win the East. I think they do have a quarterback issue. If you look at most of the publications, they talk about this Ramsey kid and another kid. The starting quarterback was named a couple of days ago. It's a transfer in from the University of Virginia. And to be honest with you, Jack, I can't even remember the kid's name. But I think that was a little bit of a shock, although usually guys that are transferring in that have, you know, they've got like 1 year, they don't do that to and sit.
All right.
But, you know, I've read a little bit about this guy, and I don't think he's going to make anybody forget of, you know, some of the legendary Georgia quarterbacks. But he's going to have a lot of talent around him. Nick Chubb is probably the best running back in the country. Georgia's offensive line is big and strong. They'll have some offensive, you know, weapons. As long as this kid just doesn't beat them, they're going to be tough. Georgia's, you know, Jeremy Pruitt is their defensive coordinator. I liken him to a Will Muschamp and a Kirby Smart type guy. And Georgia's defense, I think, will take a big step forward. I like the Dogs to win the East. The number two team I like in the East, and it may come down to the Georgia-Tennessee game, is the Vols. I have one reservation about Tennessee, and I've talked to, one half of the what used to be the Chet and Bill show. Chet's a big
Duke football fanatics.
That's right. Chet being a Tennessee guy, I've told him I like their quarterback. Mm-hmm. Their running backs are solid. They've got maybe one of the best set of receivers in the country. Defensively, they got a lot of speed, and they've got a freshman. Typically, you wouldn't put a freshman, you know, as a guarantee, but this McKenzie kid sounds like he's a defensive tackle.
Yeah.
He sounds like as close to a sure thing freshman as that I've read about in a while. Tennessee's going to be Butch Jones brings a lot of enthusiasm. They've recruited well, top two, you know, back to back top five classes. The key to me to Tennessee is their offensive line. Tennessee's offensive line was rated about 10th in the conference last year. Now there was some, you know, some excitement about how they finished up the season. But now, to be honest, Jay, they finished up against Vanderbilt, Kentucky, South Carolina, three of the weakest defenses. Certainly, Kentucky and South Carolina. Vanderbilt actually had a somewhat decent defense, but their offense was so horrible, they didn't. Their defense was out there all the time, but. Tennessee's going to have to – now, they open up with Bowling Green Saturday, and I look for them to put a lot of points on the board against Bowling Green. Bowling Green has a pretty proficient offense, so we'll get to see just how good maybe Tennessee's defense is, at least for an opening game against an opponent like that. The next week, they go back home to Knoxville, and they Oklahoma Sooners come to town. So, Jay, I may end up making some predictions and re-predictions after I see some of these teams play a few games.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll get to the Western Division here in a minute. You've got, believe it or not, Jay, I'm putting Missouri third. And because of the scheduling, it wouldn't be a stretch in my mind almost if Missouri won the Eastern Division for a third year in a row. And I know that sounds shocking, but I challenge you folks to go out and get a schedule and look how it lines up for Missouri. I mean, they play Mississippi State and Arkansas, you know, on our side, which Mississippi State arguably should be the weakest team this year on our side, having lost so many starters. Now, they do have Dak Prescott, who's one of the best quarterbacks in the conference, but they lost everybody else with him. But then it's these next four, five, six, seven teams on that side. Jay, you can just about plug them in. Now, I think South Carolina with Coach Spurrier has the potential to maybe be a little bit better. I mean, I think they've got a few more athletes walking around the campus than Florida does, and certainly Kentucky and Vandy. And I got it on good information from a Vandy guy I know, who tells me that Vandy's not going to win but one game, and that's Austin Peay. And I'll tell you right now, Jay, having looked at their schedule, they open up Thursday night at home against a Western Kentucky team that's scores a lot of points. If Vanderbilt wants to have any chance to even sniff a winning record, they've got to probably open up and beat Western Kentucky, and I don't really see that happening Thursday night. But Kentucky, I think, will be better. But Coach Stoops is still several players short of being able to compete. And, again, Jim McElwain, the new head coach at Florida. Florida's got some defensive guys coming back. Boy, Florida's offensive line, Jay, I don't – you know, I'm not sure. Florida's going to struggle mightily. Now, in the Western Division, of course, we've talked about Auburn. You know, the Western Division, you've got, of course, Alabama. And, of course, everybody's asking, you know, the big question about the Crimson Tide, who's going to be the quarterback. Defensively, Alabama, once again, will be one of the top teams in the country. They've got a great front defensive line. Linebackers are very active and solid. And a lot of talent in the secondary. And, Coach Smart and Coach Saban, I mean, like I say, Bama's defense is just the real deal. Offensively, they're having to replace a lot of folks. Now, again, Alabama's had like the number one or two recruiting class every year Coach Saban's been there. So I know there's some talent on the sideline at like wide receiver. But, you know, you lose a guy like Amari Cooper, it's hard to replace that guy maybe in the first few games. I think their offensive line has got a chance. They've got a couple of really good players. They've got some new guys. Again, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, just how well Bama's offensive line, because they're opening up with a Big Ten Wisconsin opponent that beat Auburn. Mm-hmm. Now, they did lose a few of the players off of that Wisconsin team that beat us, but this still should be a solid, you know, Wisconsin team. So it's going to be really interesting to see what the Tide can do with the Badgers Saturday night. Then, again, Mississippi State, I'm going to put them at the bottom because of all the losses of the number of players. Jay, keep an eye on Arkansas, Ole Miss, and Texas A&M, and really LSU. I mean, those four teams plus Alabama and Auburn, if one of those teams gets hot, they're going to win the division. Yeah. I mean, LSU's always got talent.
Yeah.
They did lose their one of their best coaches, John Chavis, who went to Texas A&M. So I look for Texas A&M's defense to be much better, kind of like us getting Muschamp. Mm-hmm. And A&M's offense is going to be there. They've got that Kyle Allen is a solid quarterback. He came in against Auburn, and we made him look, you know, like Johnny Unitas. but he's got a lot of talent. If John Chavis can make an improvement in A&M, watch out for them. Same with Arkansas. Arkansas's offense has got almost everybody back. They did lose one of their top running backs a few weeks ago, but they still have one back who's good enough to be all conference. Last name is Collins. He's got to stay healthy, I believe. I mean, and Ole Miss, here's the thing. Not many people are talking about the Rebels, Jay, and – except for quarterback. And some people might think that losing Bo Wallace, maybe that helps Ole Miss. But everybody else, they've got a lot of starters back, and they got their really All-American receiver back that got injured against Auburn. He's back, and apparently he's healthy. I mean, there's a big game early. Let's see, Jay, when that is. The 19th is Ole Miss travels to Tuscaloosa. Circle that game, Jay. That's a huge game. Of course, Ole Miss was one of the teams that upset Alabama last year, beat Alabama.
Right. Yeah.
And, of course, that game's in Tuscaloosa. But I'll look for Ole Miss's defense to be nasty again. They got a couple of really good defensive coordinators. I don't know. I mean, there could be a lot of upsets kind of going. I mean – everybody always talks about it. It's going to happen one year, Jay, when the West beats itself up. You know,
yeah.
I mean, somebody in the West is going to have three losses and win the West, and maybe somebody in the East goes undefeated, perhaps. But it's the West is really right now, really from top to bottom, really tough. But so that's pretty much it, Jay. I think You know, I like our chances in the West, but honestly, to step back, you know, and take off my Auburn, you know, colored glasses, the Tide, LSU, I mean, any of the teams except, like I say, Mississippi State winning big would shock me. But there again now, I think it's the second game of the season for LSU. They travel to Starkville. So the cowbells will be ringing early and often over at Starkville when LSU comes to town, and that's going to tell us a lot right there, Jay. If Mississippi State could somehow upset LSU or win that game or keep it close after all the guys they lost, then that's going to let you know right there it's going to be brutal every Saturday.
Yeah. All right.
So, Jay, to wrap it up and recap real quick, our Auburn Tigers, we've got to come out fast. We're going to have to expect a really, really tough football game Saturday against Louisville.
Yes.
I think looking around the conference, you know, Alabama certainly has a test with Wisconsin. Okay. Texas A&M, they play Arizona State in a battle of top 25 teams. Jay, that's going to be a tough ball game for the Aggies. We'll know a lot about Texas A&M after that one. Pretty much everybody else except now Thursday night, Jay, my sort of upset special. I'm going to pick the North Carolina Tar Heels, led by. Defensively by former Auburn head coach Gene Chizik. The North Carolina, they score a lot of points. Coach Larry Fedora, high-powered offense. At one time, Jay, they were dead last defensively last year, North Carolina.
Yeah.
So, if Coach Chizik can do – and I'll say this, for as maybe questionable at times as he was as a head coach for Auburn, his defensive coordinating – abilities have really never been called into question. He was successful at Central Florida, then he came to Auburn, Texas. So we're going to see if he can do anything to slow down Steve Spurrier's Gamecocks. I'm going to go ahead and make that my upset special, the Tar Heels upsetting South Carolina. And I tell you what, South Carolina's got a tough schedule. Spurrier's breaking in a new quarterback this year. Mm-hmm. Watch out. Maybe another tough year in Columbia for Coach Steve. So
you got a score?
What do you think? For North Carolina, South Carolina? Mm. I'm going to say 38.
Oh, I put him on the spot.
38, South Carolina 31.
All right.
No defense played on either side. South Carolina really, though, has the potential to play some pretty tough defense. So unless Coach Chizik, honestly, Jay, has made a big difference with North Carolina, South Carolina probably does win that game. Yeah. But I'm going to say North Carolina upset. Tip the hat to Clean Gene. So that's pretty much it. Jay, I want everybody to join us again next week.
Oh, what's happening next week?
Well, We open up at home with Jacksonville State, but more importantly than that, Jay, we unveil the largest scoreboard in all of college football, and I think 13th largest scoreboard on planet Earth. That's right, Jay, Earth.
That's where we live.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, I did read they think there's a couple of scoreboards on Vulcan.
That might be bigger than that.
That might be. Oh. They're still the probe still on its way.
Wow. Maybe we could fire a missile or something.
Well, that's what they're doing. Okay. So that's an early start. 11 o'clock on the plains. So everybody, it'll be brunch on the plains against the Jacksonville State in-state Gamecocks, and then of course next week we'll review Auburn, Louisville, and the other games around the conference.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we will preview Auburn and Jacksonville State. And get this hopefully exciting 2015 season underway. Yeah. And Jay, listen to the fans out there listening. Jay, do a couple of things. Okay. If you just happen to cross this fine piece of broadcasting history, and you don't have your email addresses. Jay, I'll let you tell them in a minute exactly where they put that on the screen. But also tell your friends. Let's get a listenership.
Let's get a listenership.
What do you think?
I think that's a fabulous idea.
It's a novel idea, isn't it?
Yeah,
Since we're doing this. I don't know.
We're just trying to inform the Auburn family.
Well, you know, inform, entertain, and enlighten.
Absolutely.
I think Descartes said that.
Yeah, something like that.
So, my brother will probably let me know if Descartes didn't say that. He's the smart one in my family. But anyway, everybody, let's get some Auburn folks. Let's get fired up. Let's get behind Stan and Jay.
Yeah. If you haven't already subscribed to this, to get this podcast to come right into your email box, or at least a link to it. You can go to AUFans.com, put in your email address in there in the subscribe box, and you'll automatically get it every time we put one out. Sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And here's the other thing, Jay. I think that there may be some other things coming as we go through the season. We may have a way to let people sound off.
Yeah. Well, there's already a feature on the site called Ask an AUFans.com Expert.
Okay.
We're not talking about me.
Well, I'm not sure how much of an expert I am anymore, Jay. But more importantly, they can use that link if they want to comment.
Yeah.
You know, take something I said here, folks. I mean, put it under a microscope. I dare you. I dare them, Jay.
Yeah, throw them a comment.
And let's bring on, you know, it could be just like, you know, you've heard of Bill O'Reilly and the O'Reilly Factor on Fox.
Yeah.
I mean,
he
invites, you know, emails. And so,
yeah.
Come on, folks, be bold.
On.
Get a friend, somebody just to listen that likes to, you know, maybe bring up a discussion point of some sort and tell them to listen to the show and challenge me.
That sounds like a winner to me. We're really out of time here.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay. Jay, War Eagle.
War Eagle. Hey, I haven't said that once in this whole show.
Well, it's about time. We might say it again, Jay.
War Eagle.
All right. Hey. I'm sorry to my Bama listeners. I do have a few. Join us again next week. As we hopefully talk about a big win over Louisville, and if not, I'll eat some crow, and we'll see. We'll analyze what happened either way, Jay. So anyway, great to get back with you, Jay, and get us out of here.
All right, War Eagle, everybody, tune in next time.
You've been listening to Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay, with your hosts Stan Stevens and Jay Webb. This has been a production of AUFans.com in association with Webb and Stevens Unlimited Media. Thank you for listening, and War Eagle!